righty, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. Willkommen. It is good to have you with us on this Tuesday. Hope you had a great day at work. If you're doing the 9-to-5 thing and you're stuck in traffic, if you see any traffic issues, you can always text the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930. I personally don't read it because I just would rather talk to people on the phone. See, I'm looking ahead to this whole artificial intelligence thing, and it's just called job preservation for as long as I'm doing this, okay? Got to understand, there's always an occult reason for things, and I don't mean occult in the satanic way. We were talking about geese before, and poor lady who, maybe the dumb lady who caused an accident by braking for geese on the Burlington Skyway in Canada. And look, I enjoy wildlife as much as anybody, but as I've said, in a tight, if it comes down to it, the animal is going to die, and I'm not going to put human life at risk. That's just stupid. And I train my kids the same way. Hey, I know you guys like deer, but given a choice between hitting a deer and running into a tree, the deer's got to go, okay? Not like there's a shortage of deer. And one of my kids put that into practice, and I was rather proud. Hey, she didn't like killing the deer, but could have been a hell of a lot worse. This was in one of the rural roads of central New York. So I have my hot little hands on a media advisory from the SPCA serving Erie County. Gina Latuca, one of my favorite people in the entire world, along with her husband Joel, just excellent people. And here is the deal. And before I get into this, let me say, while I am not a vegetarian, I am also not a hunter. In short, I use hitmen to provide my meat. Because I'm not going to kill it myself. I'll eat it when it's properly prepared, but I ain't going to do the killing myself. I'm the guy, maybe you're like this too, and this, by the way, is also a great topic. Some people freak out about a spider in the house. Ah, a spider in the house! Ah! Not I. I simply grab a glass, a piece of cardboard, and escort the little fellow outside. Not going to kill something just because it took a wrong turn. I've taken a wrong turn. I certainly don't want to be killed, but that's my built-in bias, okay? I like animals, and I probably should be a vegetarian, but I've tried it. It doesn't work for me, so it ain't ever going to happen. I enjoy my blackened chicken. Every now and again, I enjoy a fine cheeseburger, but only every now and again. I enjoy a lot of chicken dishes, especially Indian chicken dishes, murg malai, murg tikka masala. And right now, everybody who is from India is saying, he's one of us. Yes, I kind of am, actually. And I could eat your food every morning, noon, and dinner time. But I have in my hands a press release from the SPCA serving Erie County, and I want to get your take on this. There is a press conference coming up to encourage New York State Governor Kathy Hochul to sign legislation ending wildlife killing contests in New York. New York State Senator Tim Kennedy, the Humane Society of the United States, New York State Director Brian Shapiro, and the SPCA serving Erie County President CEO Kate Daly and Director of Wildlife Barbara Haney are going to be talking to the media tomorrow morning. And this is going to be at the SPCA serving Erie County headquarters on Harlem Road in West Seneca. So here's the deal. New York State Senator Tim Kennedy, the Humane Society of the United States, Brian Shapiro, will join members of the SPCA serving Erie County at a press conference urging Governor Kathy Hochul to end brutal wildlife killing contests in New York State. Senator Kennedy sponsors legislation to outlaw these contests. There are bills in both the Senate and the Assembly, and they passed both the Senate and the Assembly in June, and now they await the governor's signature. The quote from the press release from the SPCA serving Erie County: these barbaric contests, often billed as lighthearted squirrel slams, coyote classics, varmint hunts, predator hunts, coyote derbies, and more, encourage participants to compete to cruelly kill for cash and other prizes. The contests are unrelated to hunting and have no impact on wildlife population management. This isn't a political issue. It's a humanity issue. The fact that these cruel and inhumane tournaments still exist in New York State is absurd. They're claiming the lives of wild animals for no rational reason, says State Senator Tim Kennedy. On September 15th, Oregon became the ninth state in the nation to end these gruesome competitions. An HSUS, that's Humane Society of the United States, press release states the contests were abhorred by the public, and the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission voted unanimously to end them. New York can be the 10th state in the nation outlawing these savage contests with Governor Hochul's signature. Now, I don't know where you guys are on this. I honestly don't have a clue. But I'm going to be having one of the people on, it's not going to be Gina, from the SPCA tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. So I want to know, first of all, you're going to have to enlighten me. You guys are going to have to enlighten me on what these contests are all about, these squirrel slams, coyote classics, varmint hunts, predator hunts, coyote derbies, and people are killing for cash and other prizes. And again, the salient part of the news release that I have, the contests are unrelated to hunting and have no impact on wildlife management. So my question is, should Governor Hochul sign the bill to outlaw these kinds of contests? Now, we're not talking about outlawing hunting. We're talking about outlawing these particular contests that I have specified. Now, if you take part in these contests, I would like to know why. I would like to know what the motivation is. I would like to know the thrill of the squirrel slam, the coyote derby, or whatever you want to call it. Like, what do you get out of it? Now, people who hunt, that is, I think, a different kettle of fish, because I don't really know anybody who goes out in the woods who bags a deer and then doesn't eat the meat. And there are people who stock the family larder, as we talk like it's 1870, who stock the family larder with venison. And Josh Schmidt, who used to be behind the glass before Tanner Saunders came over and took his job. But do you take part in these contests, and should these contests be banned by Kathy Hochul? Do you see any point in sending people out into the woods or wherever these contests take place to kill as many squirrels, coyotes, varmints, and predators as possible? What thrill is there? What motivation is there for you to take part in these kinds of contests? They have no, according to the press release I have here from the SPCA serving Erie County, they serve no appreciable role in reducing, what is known, I guess, as nuisance wildlife in Western New York or the rest of New York State, for that matter. So I'm kind of curious, do you think Governor Hochul should sign the bill to outlaw these kinds of contests, or do you take part in these contests? And I'm sure a lot of people listening to this show do take part in these contests. Give me your thought. Give me your, let's have it. Give me your first impressions on this. Because I would like to know, because I've got one of the people from the SPCA coming on tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and I'd kind of like to know the direction the show may take and the direction you think the show ought to take for this particular topic. Do you take part in these contests? Are these contests cruel and inhumane? What good do they serve? Possibly you may think this is absolutely inhumane and sadistic and stupid. And I want to know where you are on this, because I don't know. Because I don't know too many people in the listening audience who are absolutely against hunting, because of what I mentioned before. People eat the meat. Now, I realize some people eat squirrel. Never quite been to my appetite. I'm almost about to puke just thinking about eating squirrel. I think back to the movie Zodiac. And the squirrels in cages and in a freezer. I know that some people eat squirrel. I get it. But I don't think that's what this is all about. Should these kinds of contests be outlawed in New York State? It's a real simple question. And give me reasons, yes or no. Are they cruel and inhumane, or are they good, clean fun for the family? 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. That is my question for you. Do you support the governor signing a bill to outlaw these hunting, not even hunting, but these barbaric contests, as is phrased by the SPCA serving Erie County? I'm curious. Do these contests have anything to do with hunting? Do they have anything to do with feeding your family? Or is it just simply barbaric and inhumane? I mean, I could never quite understand the British and their fox hunts. In fact, I don't even understand Fox Hunt Lane in East Amherst, to be honest with you. 803-0930 is the, I think that's 14051, if I'm not mistaken. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, when you call in, just keep in mind, you're talking to somebody who doesn't hunt. I eat meat, but I don't hunt. I don't have it in me to shoot an animal. Now, if it was somebody attacking me or a member of my family, I'd have no problem with offing a human being under those circumstances, or in the event of a war and they start drafting 60-year-old dudes, as they should first, by the way, before the young men. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I can just imagine the drill instructor. All right, good for you. You did a mile in 2 hours. Outstanding. 3 miles up, 3 miles down. Little Band of Brothers reference for you. All right, I want your phone calls on this. Should these kinds of things be outlawed in New York State? And do you take part in these things? And what do you honestly get out of them? I had to kill some rats many, many years ago. And honestly, I got no enjoyment out of it whatsoever. And I wish I hadn't done it, because they would have just scattered anyway. But that's just me. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly with you. And tomorrow they're going to have a big news conference with the Humane Society of the United States, State Senator Tim Kennedy, one of my favorite people, and the SPCA serving Erie County about these. They're not really related to hunting. It seems to me like they're more related to killing. And the SPCA serving Erie County isn't an animal rights organization. It's an animal welfare organization. I know that through many years of talking with the people like Gina at the SPCA serving Erie County. Do you take part in these contests? What is your counter argument? Or do you agree that these contests are inhumane, they are barbaric, and they need to come to an end? Because they are inhumane and barbaric, and New York State would be the 10th state in the country, I said, to ban these particular events. So if you take part in these events, can you educate the people listening as to what these events are really about and what you personally get out of these events? And I must tell you that, and again, keep in mind, I'm the guy who lets spiders out of the house because I just don't believe in killing things that really don't deserve to be killed. But, you know, I'm a little weird, and I've always been that way. Let's go to, I'll tell you what, you know what, guys, I got a break. Damn it. What I meant to say was I must break, but As Tom Puckett slides into the commercials during the 5:30 news, that would be a great time to call because I hate keeping you guys on hold any longer than I have to. Try to be as respectful of your time as I like my time to be respected. It's just the way I roll. So I want you to think about this, and then I want you to call me, especially if you take part in these contests or if you have strong views that they, in fact, should be outlawed by Governor Hochul. I mean, tell me what the point is in killing a bunch of squirrels, coyotes, varmints, whatever a varmint is. Would a groundhog be a varmint? I don't know. Would a hedgehog be a varmint? I don't know. I'm deciding, should Tanner keep his job? Yeah, we'll let Tanner keep his job. Tanner Saunders on the other side of the glass here at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Tanner gets very upset with himself if he selects a song of which I disapprove. He's a perfectionist, and he is an outstanding young man. I must tell you, I love working with Tanner. He's so much better than Josh Schmidt. I mean, you know, I'm kidding. I love Josh. Josh made a good career move for himself, and I'm very proud of him. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Let's go to Scott on a cell phone. Scott, give me your take on the news conference that's going to happen tomorrow and whether Kathy Hochul should ban these contests where people, I guess, how do they work? Whoever kills the most animals wins?
I'm not familiar with that. I've never participated in any kind of a sanctioned contest like that. But I think the state's message, but the Humane Society's messaging is wrong because this does affect hunting. These contests are held during the seasons. The animals need to be taken through legal means. And the state DEC also advocates such friendly competition by restricting antler size in some of the wildlife management units where it's challenging and rewarding for a hunter to catch the older, wiser bucks, you know, with a larger antler.
Well, as I understand it, this has nothing to do with hunting deer. This has everything to do with, like, squirrels, coyotes, and varmints, whatever varmints are.
Well, there's big buck contests, too. And, again, all these, any contests that I've ever seen advertised, they've all been within the open season for the animals, and they need to be taken by legal means. So it does have, they're saying it doesn't have anything to do with hunting, it doesn't affect hunting, but it is hunting. It's slowly chipping away at the hunting rights of people in the state.
But how does coyote killing or squirrel killing affect your ability to take deer to feed your family? That's where I'm a little confused.
Well, it does not. But the point is, there is a coyote season, there's a squirrel season, there's regulations on taking them. And if somebody wants to have a, you know, friendly competitive contest, you know, what's the big deal on that?
So tell me, do you personally hunt?
I hunt, but I have not participated in any of those contests.
And for what do you hunt? Deer only, or do you expand your horizons?
No, I hunt deer, small game, coyotes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some stupid questions, okay? Because I don't know which way this is going to come down with the audience. And anytime I, you know, bring up anything having to do with hunting or guns, people flip their feces. Just explain to me the point of shooting a bunch of squirrels.
So you may not realize it, but a lot of people do shoot squirrels for consumption.
I'm sure they do. All due respect, nobody I know, and if somebody had me over, I mean, let me tell you something. I had an invitation to go over to somebody's homemade tripe dinner. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. So if I'm not going to eat tripe, I ain't going to eat squirrel, okay?
And rabbits as well. People eat rabbits.
Yes, they do. So, okay, and on let me ask you a stupid question. What's the you'll forgive my stupidity, but this, like, I'm out of my element here, because although I might be a dead-eye shot, and I really am, I'm really good, but I kill paper targets, basically. Nobody's died in the killing of a paper target, but like a coyote. What's the point of killing a coyote unless you have now here's something that I know has come up before on the show. If you have a bunch of livestock, that is your livelihood, and livestock is expensive. So if you got a coyote on your property or a family of coyotes, you got to take them out, or you're going to be taken out. So I get that. But what's the point of shooting coyotes in the wild?
Shooting coyotes in the wild, they do diminish the deer population. It's one of their favorite foods.
Okay, and I'm going to interrupt at this point, because don't we all want to see a diminution of the deer population? Because the deer, especially in some parts of the area, are just out of hand. Amherst is, I've never seen as many. Of course, you can't hunt in Amherst, I should point that out. But, I mean, the deer basically are so brazen in my neighborhood. If I were to look out my front window, chances are anytime, day or night, I'm going to see deer walking by. That's how many deer there are. So shouldn't we be encouraging coyotes as a natural predator for these pain-in-the-butt deer?
Well, what would you rather have, coyotes with rabies and attacking pets and people, or too many deer?
Well, I mean, okay, coyotes can be a rabies vector, bats can be a rabies vector, squirrels not rabies vectors, fox rabies vectors. I mean, there's a whole, as you well know, it sounds like you're obviously up to speed on this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that are vectors for rabies. But I will tell you this much, that if I were a deer, I'd rather be shot than eaten by a coyote, because when coyotes gang up on a deer, I've had it described to me by my friend Scott, who witnessed it in his backyard. It's not a good way to go.
Right, I would agree with that. You know, I wouldn't know myself. I haven't been attacked by a pack of coyotes. But the thing is, these are legal means within legal seasons. And this is just another unnecessary regulation.
Okay, even though you've never taken part in, let me ask you, as somebody who feels the way you do, and I'm not being accusatory, and I'm not trying to be confrontational. I'm just trying to figure out where the audience is on this. You know, okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. Okay, because, I mean, look, I'm all about, like, people who hunt deer, who use it to feed their families. I mean, that's no different than me going to the grocery store and getting filet mignon. You know what I'm saying? It's just that I'm not the hitman. It's that simple. But why have you not taken part in these contests, in that there are apparently cash prizes and prizes of other kinds available?
I do my own thing, hunt on my own property, and, that wouldn't give me the satisfaction I get from harvesting deer.
You're a good shot?
Good shot.
Good, good. It's an excellent skill to have. My friend, is there anything else that you want to say that I might have interrupted you during the course of trying to articulate your position?
No, not at all. I'd like to, just reiterate that these contests are, legal means within legal hunting seasons. So, leave it as it is.
All right. I thank you kindly. I appreciate your opinion very much. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay. You're very welcome.
All right, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, the one thing I'm not seeing here that I'm going to ask the people from the SPCA tomorrow is fishing tournaments. Fishing tournaments are huge. Talk to Jim Haney about fishing tournaments. And I'm honored to call Jim a friend, but he's a Great Lakes charter guy. He takes people out fishing on the Great Lakes, and I know we've got tournaments on the lakes, Erie and Ontario. And you might remember the very famous tournament about a year ago where the guy stuffed bait or stuffed something into the fish to win, and then they cut the fish open and realized they'd been taken for a ride. Let's go to Dan in Boston, New York. Dan, this proposal to outlaw, shooting of varmints contests. Give us your take. Dan, in Boston, New York, you're on. Dan? Is this a me issue, Tanner, or is this a Dan issue?
I think that's a Dan issue. He was coming up loud and clear to me, so I don't know what's happening there.
All right, we'll put him on hold, and then let's go back to him when we can. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. I'm a little bit out of my element here because, the way I live my life is I don't kill anything that doesn't have to be killed, even to the point of letting big spiders out of my house instead of killing them, okay? I just don't believe in killing for the sake of killing. Now, that's just a personal belief that I have. It's somewhat ahisma, but it's not complete ahisma because, you can look that word up, because I eat meat. Hardly a day goes by where I don't have some animal product, typically chicken. And quite frankly, if I have any more chicken, I'm going to grow feathers, okay? I mean, seriously. Seriously now. All right, we'll figure out what's going on there with the call from Boston. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You guys need to educate me because I've got the people from the SPCA coming on tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. I thought this would be a nice lead-in to the show. Randy in Middleport, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Yes, sir. No laws are being broken. First of all, squirrels can take, I think, 5 or 6 a day. I forgot exactly how many. The big thing is they're usually the longest tail, their heaviest squirrel, you know, gets a prize. Pheasants, years ago. They used to enter every year for a pheasant contest. The longest tail got the prize. You still only could shoot your 2 birds a day. And they had to pull the feather out, so you didn't bring the same feather in every year. You know what I'm saying? you're right. Deer is not. I was going to get the list. I'm with the Sportsman Federation here in Niagara County. I have a list of the ones that don't count. Deer hunting doesn't count. Usually, that's this. Everybody follows the laws. Usually, the biggest rack, number of inches, wins the contest. Now, coyote,
biggest rack, number of inches. You sure we're talking about the same thing?
Yes, we are. I'm 75 years old. I am talking about hunting.
You're never too old,
anyways,
my friend.
Anyways, coyotes. They have a season. I forgot exactly when it starts. It's soon, and it goes through March. Coyotes are unlimited. You can shoot 50 a day if you can shoot them. There's no limit. You don't have to worry about how you shoot them, what you shoot them with. You can use lights, lasers, calls, anything. Damn. They're a nuisance.
My friend, I need you to hold on. I need you to hold on because I want more information from you. Okay, I want more facts, but I got to take a break. Then I got traffic, and then I'm going to get back to you on WBEN. Honestly, the funniest thing is the first coyote I ever saw in Williamsville, not the first one I heard, but the first one I saw in Williamsville was about 500 yards from Gina's house. It's like, you're never going to believe what I just saw. I thought it was a German Shepherd. I thought it was a dog. It was a coyote, all right. That's kind of ironic, I think. We'll have more on this tomorrow, but the SPCA, along with State Senator Tim Kennedy and representatives of the Humane Society of the United States, are having a news conference to urge Kathy Hochul, the governor, to end wildlife killing contests. The bill has passed the Senate and Assembly, and now Governor Hochul has to sign it into law. And should this happen? And this is a subject, quite frankly, about which I know absolutely nothing. Yes, I'm a hell of a good shot. I'm not going to lie. I am. It's just something I just have an aptitude for. But I don't shoot animals. So I'm a little bit of a wimp. But let's get back to Randy in Middleport with more information for us. Randy is with, the Niagara Federation?
The Federation is all the small clubs around come together in one area and called the Federation. I'm with Middleport, riding gun down out here in Middleport. And so I'm the representative for my club. I go to all the meetings. We discuss all this stuff. We discussed it last night at our meeting. We discussed it last time at our meeting. It seems the only thing that these contests usually do is they bring more hunters out, more people into hunting to be more interested, competition. We are not breaking any laws. There is no laws changed. There is no laws put aside for that day or anything. You have to follow the laws. Like I said, coyotes, I'd go out now. If I had enough in my clip, I could take 50 of them if they come around. It's
just be careful.
They just don't want people.
Just be careful how many rounds you have in each magazine.
Well, I could just change every
law. New York State. New York State.
No, 10 is a max. 10 is a max. Well, you can tape the clips together. Just turn them upside down, whack another one in.
Of course.
It's all military stuff. But anyways, so the big thing I believe is just another attack on guns. Hunting, you need guns.
So do you disagree with the premise that these kinds of contests are barbaric and inhumane?
It's not barbaric. Coyotes are a danger. I know I've read of a few, for instances, out west. Now, the eastern coyote, which we have, is bigger than the western coyote. But they have taken the young children and killed them before, you know, parents could get them away. They will take your pets, you know.
Yes.
Dogs, cats, whatever. So they are a predator, and they have their own seasons. And the limits are what they are. So you read it in the book, this is what I can do. You go out and do it, and you're inside the law. Now, the only difference with these contests, you get a bunch of more people together looking to say, hey, I'm the winner, or hey, you know, I got $50 for the longest squirrel with a tail, but they can't shoot any more squirrels than the law allows them to do now. So if they're so against it, then they should change the laws. All I can tell you, and, you know, it's just, to me, it's another attack on our freedoms.
I appreciate your take, and I invite you to call back tomorrow when we'll have a representative of the SPCA serving Erie County on to explain this in greater detail. And I'm grateful for the information that you shared, because I'm a little bit, you know, I'm a little bit out of my own comfort zone on this, because everybody knows a lot more than I do about this. But I'm glad that you called in. I appreciate it. And you can call back tomorrow. I give you special absolution. You may call in tomorrow.
Okay, I will try, but I have things I'd be out and about with tomorrow. You start at 2 o'clock, right?
It'll be on this time tomorrow, 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, at 5?
Yeah, 5 to 6.
Oh, great, then I'll make sure I try to get in. I got more information somewhere. I couldn't drag it out because I was just driving. So
understood. I need to go. I thank you very much. I apologize to those people to whose call I could not go. However, if you guys will spread the word, tomorrow we will have representative on from the SPCA serving Erie County to answer questions and take your comments 5 to 6 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I thank you guys for your expertise in a subject matter about which I, quite frankly, have none. But give me a paper target. I'll hit center every freaking time. Anyway, it is Bowerly. Thanks to I better check the new eyesight before I make that claim. hey, that fly was a male. Yes, was a male. Thank you very much for all the calls all day long. Stand by. Tom Puckett is coming up with Buffalo's Evening News, 6 until 7, and I will be back 2 until 6 tomorrow, following David Bellavia, who follows BMAZ and Beamer, following a new morning with Susan Rose of the Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame and Brian Mazurowski. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.